Well, hello. Good morning, Mr. Andrew Chamberlain. How are you?
I'm good, Lise. How are you? Good morning or
I
good
am
afternoon.
well. I am well. Welcome to the second episode of Association Transformation 2023. Excited
Season
here in the
four.
new year.
Season four. I just want to just
Is this season four?
season four we've just started.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at us.
I know. I just want to just say that because it's like
That's legitimate.
sounds like we know a lot of stuff, doesn't it? You know, we've done
I mean,
so much.
we keep showing up, and you know
Yeah.
what? People keep joining us. We keep winning awards. I mean, this is, nothing to snub your nose at. Association Transformation is the place to be. And maybe all the more appropriate as we embark on our fourth season to take a look back.
Yes.
Today's our opportunity to look back and share lessons learned from 2022 and maybe make a few predictions here at the beginning of the year. For 2023, so we can hold ourselves accountable next year and see how full of crap we are. I do have one. I do have one prediction that I'm pretty confident in,
What's
and
that?
that's the Chicago Bears will absolutely not
God.
be in the Super Bowl anytime soon.
God, don't even get me started. You know when you message me on a Sunday and you say, and you give me, and I have to tell you, don't tell me the score because I'm going to watch it tomorrow morning. Why don't you message me back and tell me not to bother watching it on a Monday?
Because you told me not to tell you.
It's so depressing. Every game we lose by about 4 or 5 points. It's
I
so
know. I'm
annoying.
sorry. I'm sorry. Well, okay. So, in addition to disappointments of the 2022 NFL season, I found a lot of, I don't, disappointments, surprises, points of optimism in the association landscape of 2022. I thought we could share with each other some aha moments or lessons learned from these last 12 months.
Yeah, I think, you know, just generally speaking, I think it is quite, is easy the wrong word? Straightforward to really pinpoint some highs in 22. But I also think equally, when I reflect on what, you know, the way the sector, the way the industry sort of moved throughout the year, I think there's some real, for me, some worrying
Oh,
lows.
absolutely.
And that's you know, great to celebrate the highs. Let's do that. Let's talk about the good stuff, of course. But I am a little bit concerned as we start 2023. I don't quite have the same level of optimism I had in tw at the start of 22.
Well, one of us has to be the optimist. I already claim the pessimist. I'm the glass half empty person.
I know, and this is it. So this is me being optimistic.
Oh, this is you being optimistic. Oh dear. Okay. All right. Well, then let's talk about some positives. I definitely got the sense, not only from my own experience, but that of colleagues and clients, that 2022, we were back to full speed. The year felt like it flew by. The nature of busyness and travel and the speed of life seemed to be back, full speed ahead, and as uncertain as things may have been, it was full speed ahead.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think those kind of the worries that we experienced in the previous years about, you know, will membership survive? Actually, I think those were probably you know, were dispelled because you're right. And I think for me, the kind of the what really epitomized that energy was the, you know, when we spoke in August about the ASAE conference in Nashville, you know, you went, it was just pumping. It was just absolutely jumping down there, wasn't it? Not just because it was
Well,
a thrill, but it was just people just wanted it, needed it. And the people we've
oh
spoken
my gosh,
to.
the hunger for in person.
Yeah.
I from what I understood and heard anecdotes of, people brought their meetings back in person after 2 years off, 2 years virtual, and there was such a push, record numbers and groups and communities and societies coming back together in person, and there was just such a hunger and appetite for human connection
Which is
and
fantastic.
getting back together.
Yeah, which is fantastic. I mean, we spoke a couple of weeks ago with Larry Pasker from the National Council of Social Studies, and they were saying, you know, cultivating community is such a, you know, it's one of their strategic themes, I would say that's pretty much true of everybody. You know, the cultivating the community has, you know, I think the people when I think communities were nurtured throughout 2020, 2021. But in 22, I really saw it. I saw community really come back with a big bang, not just sort of maintaining our numbers, but actually growing our communities was a real, there was a real energy around that. And I love that. And I hope to see that continue.
Now, the flip side of that, if we're going to put our pessimist hats on, I was saddened and disappointed by some of the disastrous hybrid experiences. I know coming out of COVID, and having gone virtual and done, live feeds and all of it, that you can't walk back from that. You can't take that away from your membership per se. But I know so many organizations and clients that really struggled to put on both an in-person and then a virtual experience for their members, trying to be accessible, trying to extend the exposure of their events and their programs to a large audience and offer both formats. It's expensive. It's hard to do both right. And I just don't think 2022 it didn't get us to where I thought we would be.
Well, I mean, I think we should walk back from it. I think we should
Oh.
walk back from it. I think you say you can't walk back from it, but actually, you know, I remember way back in the day, season one, where you were talking, you know, quite rightly about sacrificing those sacred cows. And,
Okay.
you know, to me, I'm a little bit concerned that hybrid is a sacred cow, potentially, or could be viewed as a sacred cow. And it's not, it's just an old nag that just needs to
Oh, stop. You're so
just put to
dramatic.
sleep, you know, it just needs to be put down because it
You're
doesn't
sending
work.
hybrid to the glue factory.
It doesn't work. Yeah, I am sending hybrid to the glue factory. If this was, I don't know, in the UK, we used to have this program called Room 101, where people, you'd have celebrities and they would like talk about the things they would want to put into Room 101, all the stuff they didn't like. And for me, hybrid is one of those things. It doesn't work. Have
Okay,
one,
okay.
have digital experiences, definitely. Have in-person experiences, definitely. But the mashup, it's like some awful episode of Glee sometimes when you go into some of these hybrid events, you know, it's a horrendous mashup that doesn't work. And so do walk back from it. Do. It's not
Well, and
working.
I think you're right. I mean, there was some nuance in what you said, and I agree that you can't walk back from virtual as a standalone, as either on demand, a virtual recording, an archive of live events, or virtual specific and online digital webinars and courses and things of that to increase accessibility, to increase the equity of your offerings. But yeah, trying to do them at the same time,
It's
these
messy.
live broadcasts of in-person events, we have to stop pretending that we can ever deliver an in-person experience and a virtual experience that are the same.
Because we
That's, I mean, if anything else, 2022 taught us that that's not possible.
and I would gladly welcome any listener who's able to prove us wrong. I would gladly welcome and be proved wrong. I would love to see. I would love someone to come on and say, "Well, actually, our events team and our digital team combined, and we did this amazing, you know, amazing." And I mean, it's got to be slick.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and my first question would be, what was your budget?
Yeah. Well, yes.
Because that, if you don't have the money to blow this out of the water, then I would say don't try. Do them separately as best you can. But hybrid is dangerous. Hybrid is a trap, and I think it sets a lot of staff up for extreme stress, extreme budget overage, and a lot of member disappointment.
But I think the digitization of the industry, I think we saw progress in last year. And I think that's, you know, the which I think was driven by that need to have virtual experience, you know, on
Yeah.
events. But I've seen that in 22. I saw a much more sophisticated understanding. I may not yet have seen the realization of people's efforts quite fully yet, but I'm really, when I'm sitting around with board tables, and I'm sure it's the same with you, when you're sitting around with boards of directors or senior management teams, senior leadership teams, there is now a very definite acceptance, understanding, willingness, and desire gone through those stages of, oh, we've got to do it, to actually, well, no, this is the world in which we are now operating. And
And
that's
maybe this,
pretty strong.
maybe this is one of the few areas where COVID has, out of necessity, evolved us to a better place. And that's the digitization, the on-demand virtual platform and access of value and programming and education that associations and nonprofits are so vital for. I on the other hand, I've seen so many organizations rolling backwards. Now that, we're post-COVID, now that things are quote unquote back to normal, it's like they've forgotten how to be nimble, and they've forgotten how to innovate, and they've forgotten how to push change, and they almost are just exhaling, and they're comfortable going back to the muscle memory and what they were before, and almost relieved to be there.
Well, but that's what, and I understand why. I not that it's a not that it's an excuse, but I understand the reason why, because it's comfortable. People are, people are tired. People are, generally, everybody in the industry is feeling tired. Not just, end of a year, but just generally, I think the end of several very difficult years. And so I understand that kind of, let's go back to our comfort zone because we can almost cruise on autopilot, as it were. But I agree with you. I agree on, I've seen it as well, where that comfort zone is a little bit too comfortable. It's a little bit too familiar. And we've pushed ourselves to the point when actually we're tired mentally, as well as, in terms of resource thin. So let's go back to what we know and what worked well. And that for me is really the nub of where I'm feeling particularly worried for 23, is that if I kind of,
Well, and this is, I mean, maybe you can help me understand this. I see the world more aware of and willing to talk about mental health and balance and, the new realities of work and remote and prioritizing vacation. And yet at the same time, as much as that's a part of our lexicon more than ever before, I, like you, in 2022, saw more burnout than ever, ever.
Because I think not just the lessons of pandemic are being forgotten. I think generally, if you think about, like I said, the stuff that we started talking about 3 years ago when we started recording this pod, we were talking about, being the need to be nimble, the need to be efficient, the need to be flexible, responsive, not reactive, the need to be to sacrifice those sacred cows, to be focus on the one thing you do amazingly well. And yet, those were lessons that people weren't learning always. And none, all of that is still true. All of that is still true. And I think one of the things I've had a lot with clients recently, and I've had to say to clients, COVID's a convenient smokescreen now. It's done. It's done. I don't, it happened. Yeah, lots of fallout from it, lots of residual impacts on our businesses. But that's just now. That's just business as usual. So let's stop using the pandemic as a smokescreen to hide, or to use it as an excuse for deficiencies in some of our other practices. And
Well, and certainly not deficiencies that continue. If you're talking about a blip on the screen in
oh, of
2020
course,
or
absolutely,
2021,
it is what it was.
definitely use it
Absolutely,
as a context for a data point. But
absolutely.
you're right. It can't continue to be a crutch. I think the phrase smokescreen is perfect. It can't continue to be part of your fear or your hesitation or your limiting of expectations because of COVID's impact. You're right. That is over. And when we talk about 2023 predictions, I don't want to be the sky is falling pessimist, but this year, in terms of economics and recession and all of it, I mean, there could be as much risk, financial risk, in the future, in the cards for organizations this year, as there was during COVID.
More, I think more, because I actually think they see more. We are in more uncertain socioeconomic times than we were at least 2 years ago, 3 years ago. We were all in the same boat, and we were all sinking in the same boat, but we were all trying to work it out together. There was, on a global scale, there was collaboration. Well, now socioeconomic circumstances are thus. and political circumstances are this, that it's an incredibly uncertain period that we're now working in, and it's not COVID related.
Oh my God, we're getting really depressing. We should do this as a drinking episode next time.
Yeah, these are the things that I talk about when I'm with boards. You know, these are the large macro scale issues that are impacting our businesses.
And actually, do you come in like a hood and a sickle? Like, do you?
Some of them go out in a box, definitely. But, you know, I'm looking back, right, as we're talking, I've got up on the screen the list of our very, very first podcast, Leveraging Purposeful Abandonment.
Still more necessary than ever.
And that is actually our number. If you look at our pod data, that's still our number one download, which is fantastic because it's utterly, utterly relevant. Who is your member of 2030? Still massively important. Engaging the senses and the case for investing in immersive experiences. Absolutely critical.
Wow, we're pretty darn relevant.
You know, fast tracking innovation, right? Okay. Now, we called it leveraging COVID to fast track innovation, but the reality is just leveraging your external circumstances, fill in the blank here to fast track innovation. Yeah. These are all still highly relevant. Partnerships, leadership, governance. None of this that we spoke about was unique to COVID. At the time, we contextualized it because that's what was going on. But the reality is, as we start 2023, all of these are still utterly, utterly relevant. And they're not issues that I'm necessarily seeing always a willingness for people to want to discuss.
No, they're not easy. And that's our commitment to our association transformation audience, is that we will rip the Band-Aid off. We will take on these topics and be the ones to start some of these conversations. When I think about where organizations are at the beginning of this new year, I find a lot of my clients and a lot of associations to need that purposeful and strategic abandonment more than ever before. Because coming through the last 3 years, they were afraid to say no. They said yes. They added things. They took what they originally had. They added more to it. They added the virtual, the hybrid, the extra this, the extra that, to try to make everyone happy during this time of disruption, during this time where membership was being questioned and value was being more harshly evaluated. And now organizations have overgrown gardens more so than ever before. They now have these double menus. They're competing with themselves. They're doing more. They're chasing more. I just think an evaluation of what is aligned with your mission, where you can be a superstar. You know, what are those fewer things that you can do best, not better, best, and how can you then sunset the rest? So many organizations are going to drown under the weight of their own benefits menu.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I'm sitting thinking, I'm just trying to think of my current sort of slate of clients, and a couple of them, I'm looking at it thinking, you know, who's buying this stuff? Oh, well,
it's unsustainable.
And it's always the same. It's like, well, it's this, you know, this 10 or 20 or 30 members, and you're like, out of how many? You know, it's micro percentages, not even full percentage of members that we respond, well, that arguably we're reacting to. And and like I say, I think the smoke screen now is being lifted, mm-hmm. and we can't hide from it anymore. And I think when I think about 2023, you know, we to say, you know, it's true, we are in the turbulent 20s. That's an understatement. I saw somebody coin that phrase in 2019. You know, they're saying, is it going to be the turbulent 20s? Well, it is an understatement. But you know, I think we can't navigate the turbulence simply by laying more and more and more. You know, weighing ourselves down is not a way to ensure that we don't topple over.
So when you think about 2023, what would your predictions be for this, you know, the association community and some of your clients? I mean, either aspirational or realistic. What's a 2023 prediction that you have?
I think if I look at them as sort of themes, if you like, I think people and culture is going to really emerge as a priority for organizations, as associations, as employers,
Yes.
I think, because we quite rightly, we spend a lot of time talking about the members, but just as you would expect any business to talk about to focus on its customers, but also to recognize its resources and its assets, i.e., the people who work for that business. I think we really are going to see this come to a head in 2023, where this laying on of more and more expectation responsibility from leadership is going to come into explicit conflict with employee expectation. When we had that pod, we recorded that pod back in I think November, where we spoke about the 4-day week. We spoke to the Royal Society of Biology, talking about they're pretty much going to do it. The 4-day week is it's real. You mentioned it earlier on, flexible working, remote working, and actually, as we see the big corporates, what did I read yesterday about Twitter and someone else?
They're all rolling back. They're
Yeah.
firing and they're
And
forcing
look
people to
what's
come
happening
back.
to them, and look what's happening to them.
Yeah.
Shareholder confidence is shaken. Employees are deciding to walk away. I think people are becoming more. As staff, we are becoming more aware of the value that we give the association, and therefore our value within the association is becoming more understood and more clearly pronounced. And as leaders, as boards, we need to recognize that. And I think if I think back to, oh gosh, when did we talk about? I'm trying to think. When did we talk about? The Great Resignation. When was that? Because that's our second most listened to podcast.
Okay.
And
And still so relevant. I mean,
still
now
some of
it's
them.
there's the resignation, there's the silent quitting,
That's it.
quiet quitting,
Yeah. Yeah.
and I think it all rolls into the new reality of work, that burnout piece, and how much we're trying to take on, the expectations that we need to manage not only with our membership, but the focus and prioritization we need to have. A lot of this I think was enabled because of the market spikes during 2020, 2021, after the initial drop, everyone's portfolios went gangbusters during that second half of COVID as things recovered. And then, we started to see the downturn in a crazy market year in 2022. And you saw boards start to pull back as those investment accounts and those reserves started to shrink up. Their stomach for and their willingness to continue investing in innovation and evolving and trying new and pushing forward started to dry up. And my fear is that organizations will lose their courage and lose their willingness to explore risk or to innovate as the 2023 market, economic markets continue to be so volatile. Boards get really tight and really scared when those investment accounts start dropping by double di digit percentiles.
Yes, yeah, understandably, they do.
So that's a fear I have for 2023. I also have a maybe bold prediction. I am predicting that the new Indiana Jones movie that's coming out in this summer is going to be bad.
I don't think that's a bold prediction at
Is
all.
it? No, you don't
That's
think?
a fair prediction. I think that's a fair prediction. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I think, yeah. Yeah. I think you've caught me off balance now because I don't know what else is
You
coming up.
were ready for my nerd prediction?
Oh, you're such a nerd, honestly. I had something really good to say, and then you've just completely caught me off balance about it, honestly. Anyway, yeah.
You have a nerd prediction? Do you have a nerd prediction?
No, because you're the nerd. I'm not. You're good God. I just
You're
get.
right. You're the cool kid.
I am, and you're just the yeah. God, you're the one who dressed up like a blooming Jedi from my Star Wars thing a couple of years ago.
You know what? May the 5th is a
May
legitimate
the
holiday.
fourth. You don't even know when it
Oh,
is. May the fourth.
sorry. May the 5th is my wedding anniversary. Sorry. I mean, May the 4th. All right. So maybe I'm a fraudulent nerd. Okay, fine. Fine. But no, 2023 is going to have some exciting things. I think if nothing else, in the sense of in in terms of optimism, I believe that because of what we've survived, because of what we've been through, I have more confidence in our ability to make it, in our ability to get through and to continue to deliver relevance to our members, to our audiences. I mean, if we've made it this far, it means we can. It means that there is a durability and a sincerity to our missions and our visions that push us forward no matter what the circumstances.
I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. I need to have this conversation this time next year as we're talking about 24 before I am convinced that that's the case.
So you're assuming 2024 is like it's the horizon. You're trying to just get to 2024?
No. But what I'm saying is you're saying that we've demonstrated our durability, but I'm not convinced we have. I think we've demonstrated our ability to survive, which is not the same thing at all.
Okay.
And so I think this year is the year where we see organizations demonstrate their durability. And for me, and I really want to focus on our pods this year, for me, that is very much about leadership. I have in the latter months of 22, I saw some incredibly poor examples, or actually some very good examples of poor leadership. And, poor leadership to the detriment of, the membership body's long-term success. And so for me, I'm not yet convinced. And you'll forgive me for saying the demise after 90 years, the demise of the Institute of Leadership, the Institute of Association Leadership, rather, has left a bitter taste in my mouth at the moment.
It's a sad symbolic reality.
And I think that is leaving a big open question mark for me about the durability piece. So again, I want us to have this conversation next year and you tell me, well, I told you so. That's what I want to happen.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you that whether I'm right or wrong.
Regardless anyway, but yeah.
Well, then let's commit to each other and let's commit to the Association Transformation audience that we will go out and find the best examples of what's possible, what's happened, and bring those voices and those leaders and anecdotes and examples to the microphone this year.
Let's do it.
All right. Go get them, Tiger.
All right. Okay. So I'm going to do that now. Okay. Well, I'm on my
way. That's how I subtly task you with all that. But thank you so much. Two great podcasts to kick off the year. I'm very excited. Again, Lisa Pratt, Brewer Pratt Solutions here, your favorite co-host, the nerd of the house, Andrew Chamberlain, Elevated. How are you? Are you okay? You still with me here? I'm trying to thank you.
Yeah, I'm listening.
You're not even paying attention.
I am. I'm already scouring the interweb for guests.
All right. We're doing our best. We're going to do our best for you. Andrew will do even better. He'll work harder. He'll try to be better.
Be fair, I can't do much worse.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this episode of Association Transformation. Reach out, let us know any thoughts you have for topics, or if you are one of these inspirational leaders and would love to share your story, please reach out. You can find Association Transformation wherever you get your podcasts. Make us one of your favorites. And until next time, put your members and your mission first.